Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I've got a couple of bits for you. What have I got? I've got, there's this lady in Galway, Little Lou Cooks. You follow her, Little Lou Cooks? She pops up on my feed from time to time. I'm mad for the recipes, though. I love a recipe. I love an air fryer recipe. I love a slow cooker recipe. And I love, what's my other one? Yeah, that's it. They're my biggies. Love, well, woks generally as well, but it's a different matter.
Anything that's sort of one pot related.
Love a recipe. And what I do is, you see, with the people who are putting recipes up on Instagram, I save the recipe.
You do that, right? Okay.
Or I email it to myself.
Perfect.
And then I never look at it again.
Yep.
I never cook the recipe. I never even see it again. But it gives me a certain amount of satisfaction to know that I've saved it somewhere and I've engaged with it. And someday, before I die, I'll go looking for that recipe and I'll never be able to find it. I'll tell my wife randomly on Friday night, probably, or Saturday night. I'll say, I saw a lovely recipe during the week for a thing for the air fryer. And she'll go, oh, give us a look. I can't. I don't know where it is. I sent it somewhere, but I've no idea. I'm a hooer for the recipes on the Instagram. A hooer for it. Anyway, this poor girl in Galway, Little Lou Cooks, if you follow her, you know what I'm talking about. She thought she was going to be on with Fern Cotton. You know the English broadcaster?
Oh, yeah.
Fern Cotton. And it all looks legit. And I'm going to be on with Fern. Amazing. Turns out it was a whole scam. I wonder how does the scam work? Do you follow her? What's the story?
It's ringing.
I'm trying on the WhatsApp, see if this works. Let me turn that
Hello?
Up. Hello?
Hello,
Lou?
Yes, hello.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you? We were just talking about you on the radio. We weren't saying anything negative. We weren't saying anything nasty. We weren't saying anything mean, just so you know.
Okay, that's good to know.
All right, okay, take my word for it. You're based in Galway, is that right?
I am, yeah, that's where I am.
Right, okay, and are you a Galwegian?
I'm not, no, I'm a Blowin, like many in Galway.
Yeah.
Tipperary and Tyrone, but a bit of a mix, and I just say Galway now, which is, it's easier that way.
Easier for people to understand, yeah. Sure, you're from all over, yeah. A bit like myself, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was looking at your Instagram. How's Fern Cotton getting on? Was she asking for me?
Fern, well, you tell me. Maybe she might know who I am now, but
That's,
it's been an eventful 24 hours.
Tell us what happened.
Oh, well, I have a cookbook coming out, yeah. And last week I had a call with the Penguin campaign team that they're putting together kind of the ideas for the launch for my book.
Yeah.
So there was four people on the call, two from Penguin in Dublin, two from Penguin in London, and they said, you know, we'll be contacting podcasts and TV and radio and press and everything in the run-up to your book, you know.
Yeah.
So that was on Tuesday, and then 2 days later I got an email from the Happy Place podcast by Fern Cotton saying from a lovely guy called Nick Roberts saying that they'd love to invite me on, and the email looked very legitimate. He, you know, everything there, he said it was a prepaid virtual chat about my journey as a chef, the magic of home cooking, and the inspiration behind my up and coming cookbook.
Right.
So,
but it would all make sense. It's not like this was out of the blue, rental, because you're publicizing the new book, so it makes sense then that the podcast would get in touch with you, trying to book you as a guest, right?
Yeah. So, I just jumped to the assumption that it was all legit. I remember thinking, is this for real? You know, because I do get emails. I have got them from podcasts in the States.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's this person and what is this about? And then I've just ignored them. You know, I didn't even know who the people were, but they'd have big pages in the US. And I was like, why did they want to talk to me? It didn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
So this made sense from the offset. It was to do with the book. It was worded perfectly. It felt personal to me. It didn't feel generic. And so straight away, the seed was planted. This is all real, and this is going to happen, and this is amazing, you know? So it was a Thursday evening, and I replied straight away, and I was like, yes, I don't even have to think about this, because Fern is just incredible. We have her books that she writes for kids. Like, we have two of her books, and our kids love them, nearly know them off by heart. And her podcast is just incredible. So who would say no, you know? Mm. So he's like, that's great. And then he sent me another email 2 days later, and it had the session details, the format, the platform, the nature of the session, and how the recording would go. Yeah. Then he had suggested discussion topics, your culinary journey, inspiration behind your book, Making Freeze, and how you engage with your community, and then balancing your personal life.
You put in so much work into this. So it was a very, obviously very detailed, and they knew what they were at. But at what point did you clock it, this is a scam?
Well, so that was last week. And then over the weekend, I was like bursting to tell people, because this is just huge for me.
Yeah.
And my daughter had a birthday party, and I told a couple of the parents there. I was like, I'm going to be on Fern Cotton's podcast.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So then yesterday morning, I have my Instagram page, and I thought, I'll just share it to my story. Sure. You know, we'd already booked in the session was supposed to be the 11th of April. Yeah, so I was like, sure, I can tell people, because, you know, it's coming up. So I just shared the story yesterday morning, and I got flooded with DMs saying, amazing, congratulations, that's fantastic, you know, you'd be a brilliant guest. And then I got a couple of, make sure it's not a scam. And I was like, oh, it's not a scam.
Yeah, but you know what? Immediately you're like, because, you know, you'd be kind of like, people are just trying to naysay, or they're being negative Nancy's.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I'd be like, she's jealous of my success because I'm going to be talking to Fern Cotton. And then I went, oh, well, maybe I should just double check the email and touch in with the publicity team from Penguin because, you know, so straight away I emailed them. And I said, do you know anything about this? And then I was like, oh God, it's up on my, like 5,000 people have already seen this. It was like 30 minutes after I put it up.
Forget that. They're people that like you. Do you know what I mean? They're your followers. Yeah. They're on your team. So that's fine. You'd be embarrassed about there. So they got back and said, we don't know anything about this. And so did they know? They knew right away. Did they, or did they do some
data? They said this happens, this is a thing, you see, the podcast scams. It's a huge thing. And they said somebody else got caught out with Mel Robbins. Apparently that's for it being rife as well, that people have been invited onto Mel Robbins. It's exact same format. And then they fall for it. And then there's a call set up. So this guy had I not shared yesterday and realized it was a scam, he sent me an email yesterday afternoon to say, we'll have a Zoom call. Just to run through a few formalities. And during the Zoom call, he would ask me to input some details on my laptop, which would make it's screen share. It's prepaid. So he would ask for my bank details. He'd have access to my Facebook's nearly 300,000 followers. So they want to monetize my Facebook account and try and make money off of it, and also get my bank details. So Jesus. As much as this has all been really rubbish for me, I am so glad it could have been a thousand times worse.
You didn't lose any. Well, and that's the other thing, because you do see that with pages that you follow sometimes, and it must have been the case that they were scammed or they were caught out, that like frequently a page all of a sudden starts putting up material that is, click on this, and we're trying to flog these sunglasses from
dropship or whatever. I've learned an awful lot in the last 24 hours, because everybody, you know, I've been told it happened to this person, or it happened to me, or and the whole thing with podcasts is rife, like that they kind of lure you in, and all the format of what he sent me is AI. And
AI did all of the digging and the research.
It's all AI.
That's what I was thinking.
Probably just copy and paste my bio, which has all my information, like that's all the top stuff for me. yeah. and then just put it in and say for an invitation to a podcast.
Like, we're constantly hearing about these scams, like, and how detailed they can be, and that they're using AI all the time. But this is the problem. This is your own fault for being as successful as you are. Nobody would be interested in rubbing your page off you or hijacking you or scamming you if you were rubbish.
That's what you get for 800,000 followers.
That's what you get for being brilliant, Lou. That's it.
Yesterday I thought, well, I just delete that story that I'm going to be on and say nothing. That's or else. So I was like, oh, because I could just delete it and say nothing and hope they forget about the fact that I said that.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll just put it up that I think it's a scam, and then I added a story that I got it checked out by my publicity team, and then I shared the email that he sent me just to show people how convincing it was. Yeah. And they were like, oh my God, I would have been fooled.
Did you hear back from him since then? Did he see that, or did has there been anything from these people, or did
no,
they just
go? Although unless he follows my page, he'll have seen. So I put stuff in my stories, and then he threw me off yesterday. Like, I'm very busy writing. Like, all my stuff is online. That's where it's my bread and butter now. Yeah. So I write up recipes, and schedule them and everything else. But I was just thrown off. I couldn't do anything else yesterday. I'm actually trying to get through the hundreds and hundreds of DMs that I've been sent just to even acknowledge that I've been sent them. So he's wasted an awful lot of my time. But you're my silver lining, Ray. You're actually loads of people. I shared that I'd be on your show.
And it wasn't a scam.
That's the funny thing. You come on and it's still a scam. I've still wasted a load of your time. But it's
I'll give you my bank details
now. If you could send them through, that'd be grand. And I need to share your screen. Come here, let's park all that for a second. And by the way, can I just for your followers, I express the love to them for being negative Nancy's for all the right reasons and for having your back. That's amazing.
I know. I feel like... Yeah, that, you know, sometimes there's good and there's bad in social media, but I have to say everybody's been unbelievably supportive.
That's class.
And for pointing that out and helping me to kind of navigate it.
Yeah, because nobody would. Yeah, a normal person wouldn't. And I suppose it all does look legit. Come here, tell me about the book. This is the reason you have a publicity team and you have a deal. It's Make and Freeze. When is that going to be out during the summer?
It's going to be out in July, yeah. So a lot of what I do is... It's just easy homemade food, and I kind of a lot of the stuff is snacks and snacks for kids and lunchboxes. And sure, we know all the nasty stuff that's in the pre-packaged, you know, the shop bought stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just easy recipes. I'm a trained chef, so it's what I used to do in the kitchens. And it's making muffins and scones and batch making them, put them in a bag, put them in the freezer, and then pull them out on your busy days.
Yeah.
So I'll do ice pops and smoothies and soups in there. They've got dinner, lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner as well, and plenty of snacks. It's all in the book of 100 recipes, and really excited to launch that properly.
Well, take this nasty bit, put it in the freezer and take out a couple of dinners in July. It's called Make and Freeze, and you can pre-order that now where you get your books. Listen, Lou, continued success. You're amazing. Yeah, doing brilliant work.
Thank
and
you.
It's amazing you get
Thanks,
to do
Ray.
This. At Little Lou Cooks on wherever you do your socials. She's on everything.
Right.
Little Lou Cooks. Lou, thanks for taking the call. Sorry I'm not Fern Cotton.
That's okay, Ray. I'll take you any day as well. Thanks a million.
Cheers, darling. All the best. Bye.
Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.